Well, hey there. If you are an app entrepreneur and you're trying to have a seven-figure product launch, this is a good video for you because, you know, we're really gonna go over the mistakes you want to avoid in order to have a seven-figure product launch for your app. But first, let me give you a good book recommendation. You should check out the book. There's a great book out there called How to Build a Billion-Dollar App. It's by a guy who had a lot of success with his app, you know, and was able to really scale and scale worldwide. Now, it's a long journey to get to that kind of success, and we're not going to be talking about anything like, you know, building a billion-dollar app or scaling that far. Like, we're really just looking at how do you get your app launched and out into the market and put it on the path to the first seven figures, you know, for a seven-figure product launch with your app. Now, I was helping a client some time ago with an app launch plan and things like that. And the occasion just kind of brought to mind some of the things that are involved and that, you know, if you're launching an app, you really want to pay attention to. And I want you to kind of just be really mindful of these mistakes and do your best to avoid the pitfalls so that you can head to the directions and the advice that will help you be more successful with your own app launch. So the first one, the first big mistake is obviously not having a traffic strategy. Like you've put in the hard work to create this app, but chances are you don't know where you're gonna get traffic, and that's a big mistake, that's a big problem. Getting traffic should be a central part of your plans going forward. That's what's gonna build the success of your app launch. If you never get traffic, the app is not gonna get anywhere, people are not gonna sign up. You're not going to be able to impact the world the way you want it to do with your app. So that's big mistake number one. Big mistake number two is not being clear about the user sign up incentives. So on your landing page for your app, if all they see is a description of the app and what it does, that really doesn't incentivize somebody to sign up as a user of the app. You need to give them an incentive. You need to show them why it's worth them going to the trouble of signing up for the app, downloading the app, and becoming a user. So you need to be really clear in your copywriting and make sure you give them some incentives. You can actually build, you know, some bonuses and things like that that get people to sign up for your app. For example, you could give them like a coupon code if they sign up during the first 60 days of your launch or something like that. That way, when people are getting to your landing page, they're seeing this and it gives them an incentive to sign up right away because they could delay this, but they know if they delay, they could come back in 6 months and they're never gonna have that thing that you were promising to give them right now. So think long and hard about the user sign-up incentives. Don't think that just having this app and a landing page describing the app is gonna do the job. You have to convince a lot of people in order for them to actually sign up. And the third big mistake is obviously if you're going out there and you're launching your app and you're getting all these free users, but you don't have a plan in place for turning users into paying customers. That's gonna be a problem. Think about it kind of like this, like if Uber could get us all to sign up for their app, but then none of us actually ever paid for an Uber ride. Like we just sit at home and we looked at the app and we said, this is pretty cool, I like this. I can see all these rides, I can travel around, but then we never, like Uber wouldn't make any money. And so, if you've launched this thing, you're getting users, but you haven't actually put in place a plan for going from free users to paying customers that are buying. You might be offering an upgrade inside the app. There might be like a premium subscription so they can eliminate all advertising, all the ads in the app, so they never get bothered with that. Or you might be selling digital gifts inside the app. If it's a game, you might have like themes, skins, things like that. All kinds of ways to monetize your app. So don't think that's just gonna happen on its own. Like that doesn't just happen on its own. It needs to be carefully choreographed, carefully planned out. And so that's the third and final biggest mistake is, app developers and people launching apps think that, turning free users into customers, that somehow if enough people sign up for my app, somehow it's just gonna magically become, people paying me money. Like that doesn't just happen like that. You need an actual process. You need to build an actual funnel for these users, an actual conversion cycle that you take them through, and you need to make it as optimized as possible so that you can turn those free subscribers of your apps into actual paying customers for your product, your service, your upgrades, your premium app experience inside your app. So that's what I have for you guys. I hope you can avoid these mistakes. And if you want two free resources to help you with making more sales of your product, making more sales with your app, then you can check out my free Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp. That's the first resource. And the second resource is you can sign up for a free More Product Sales Today Brainstorm, which is a consulting call that I offer for free to my subscribers. So make sure that you subscribe, and then you can book a call to get some ideas to get you to a more successful launch. The link for these resources are all in the description.